A new bill in the House would take a novel approach to increasing the numbers of women and minorities in high-ranking positions in the Defense Department, both uniformed and civilian. It would use grants to fund organizations devoted to leadership development and mentoring. Joining me with more, the sponsor of the bill, Representative Mark Vesey of Texas. Representative Vesey, good to have you on.
How are you doing, Tom?
All right. Good to have you on. And so tell us about this bill. Right now, of course, everything's in recess, so nothing is happening with it. But what would it do?
Right. What this bill does is that it creates the initiative to increase overall diversity in civilian and military leadership. One of the concerns that I have is that, for a long time now, the military has been the leader when it comes to diversity in the workplace. The military has always outperformed the private sector when it comes to diversity in their leadership ranks, whether it was in enlisted or in the officer's corps. And that has slipped a little bit now, with African-Americans only comprising about 8% of the officer's corps and Hispanics representing about 5% of the officer's corps. And so I think that it's really important that we increase our diversity with African-Americans and Latinos, but then also, think about, too, how we're going to grow, particularly as we become more of a global world that we live in. Like, how do we make sure that we have diversity, not only with blacks and Latinos, but even, people that speak, different languages and dialects, that we need to be able to combat some of the things that are happening around the world?
So how would this bill accomplish that?
The way how this bill accomplished that is that it works to complement Ash Carter's Force of the Future initiative that he has going on right now. The grant program will support best practices such as online interactive workshops for targeted populations, interagency mentoring programs, undergraduate and graduate internships programs, and even a K-12 pipeline to the military program that will look for the top talent within minority communities that will help individuals be able to go into the military and be successful.
And who do you envision as the possible recipients of these grants?
The possible recipients of the grants would be the individuals, obviously, that would benefit from the grant. The community would be the top recipients of the grant, obviously. I can tell you right now that there is, I would say, a lack of full understanding in the community on what the military can offer. I think there's been a huge gap from the baby boomers, particularly in African American and Latino communities, that saw the military as a vehicle to be able to leave the situation that they're in, versus Generation X and Millennials, who necessarily didn't pick up that message for whatever reason, or another, because the baby boomers wanted different opportunities for the Gen X and Millennials, and so maybe that wasn't necessarily passed down from baby boomers, but there certainly is a lack of knowledge and understanding in the community about what the military can offer. And so hopefully, with the grants, we'll be able to, reach some of these communities and be able to foster a good sort of dialogue and back and forth with the military to these various communities to get more people interested in joining the military in the first place, because I think that that it needs to happen. And again, because the military has been really, when you think about it, they've really been the model. I mean, name a place in the private sector where you can go where you'll see, the officers of the company be reflective of the overall diversity in the population. It's almost unheard of, and the military has always been so good in that area. But again, with the slips that we've seen, 8%, 5%, we know that we can do a lot better than that. And we need to, and I think the military is up to it.
When you say the community, though, you mean groups in the community that have contact with people locally that might be good military candidates?
Right, right. Yes, absolutely. There are people that work within education, to reach young people and students that are thinking about which direction they're going to go to, that can definitely be able to work and be a part of that pipeline as part of the Diversity in Leadership Act to get young people interested in. While I think that the military can accomplish a lot of this, I think that by having partnerships with people and organizations within the community, that they could probably be more successful.
We're speaking with Congressman Mark Vesey, who represents the 33rd District in Texas. And what about ROTC? Could that have some tie-in under your bill?
Yeah, absolutely. ROTC could certainly have a tie-in. And, you know, ROTC is another area that a lot of young people just aren't aware of or know about and know that that option is out there. The young people that are in high school that are in ROTC, they know about college ROTC programs, but a lot of the other student populations really don't know about that option. And, you know, being able to work with ROTC programs and bring them into the fold on this would absolutely be a great way to go. When I was in the state legislature, I actually worked to get legislation passed that would allow each state representative to give a $10,000 a year scholarship to one person in their state legislative districts, to any state university in Texas, for a kid that wanted to, you know, go through the college ROTC program. And I'm a big believer in that, and I believe that they would fit very easily into a diversity and leadership bill.
And what is your strategy for this bill? Do you think it could stand alone, or maybe getting folded into the 2018 defense authorization piece?
That would be very nice to be able to get it folded into the NDAA, or you know, be able to also be a standalone bill. I think that this is a bill that we should be able to get bipartisan support on. I think that everyone understands the value of diversity in the military and how the military has been a model, regardless of if you're Republican or Democrat, how the military has really been a model when it comes to equal opportunity, when it comes to diversity. And we want to, again, we want to keep it that way. We want to see if we can, you know, move that 8% up for African Americans, for instance, to be more reflective of the overall African American population, and the same within the you know, Latino population. Right now, again, 5% of the officer corps for Latinos, but 15% of the U.S. population, and I think that we can get there. And again, we have to get there. And then, you know, when I think about a place like Nigeria, for instance, you look at Boko Haram. And the various dialects that are spoken in Nigeria and many of those villages that are very remote outposts and remote villages, you have to have people of a variety of different, you know, that understand the different dialects that are spoken in order to gain intelligence and information. You know, so the citizens that we have here, again, that may have familiarity, that are, you know, first-generation Nigerian-Americans, so which would make them, you know, first-generation Black Americans, how we recruit different people like that in order to be a part of our armed services so we can be more effective, more efficient in dealing with threats like that, you know, also needs to be, you know, a part of this diversity push.
And while we have you, Congress is on recess until around Labor Day, and then you have that period of being in session before the election. What do you see happening in September?
Interesting to see what happens in September. I don't think that, quite frankly, that a lot's going to get done in September. Will be nice, but I think that with the presidential election underway, that Republicans are going to want to try to get out of town with as little damage as possible. There's already talk of us maybe eliminating one of the weeks in September. I think that would be a huge mistake with Zika and other things that we need to be able to accomplish that the American public expects us to accomplish. There does seem to be a desire to just try to hurry up and get out of town. But again, I think that would be a very big mistake.
Mark Vesey is a Democrat representing the 33rd District in Texas. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it.
You can read his bill and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with friends.